Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
All right, so welcome in to the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia, number one in every market that this show airs in the state of Georgia, period. Period. My New Year's resolution, oh yeah, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. I'm Jason Bishop. Kip Branch is standing next to me. We're on Facebook Live, 912-275-7017 if you want to get your calls and you miss any of this show, thesouthernsportsedition.com. And this segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isle Speedway, and the World Series of Racing, Super Bowl of Racing, Golden Isle's Pharmacy, and Jessup Furniture. The Super Bowl of Racing out at Golden Isle Speedway, February 3rd.
Man, it was good last year. I went out there and spent the whole day, and it was fantastic. Had a great time.
Cool. Well, that's going on February 3rd, so get your tickets. All right. My New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to try to be right a little less.
Okay. Then you got you're trying to be right a little less.
Yes.
Okay.
It got a little ridiculous in 2017 how often I was right. So my New Year's resolution is I'm going to try to be right a little bit less.
I mean, I remember the last segment on this show last week. You talked about nobody in the country was going to beat Clemson. They were the best team in the country. There's no way Alabama was going to beat Clemson. There's no way anybody in this playoff was going to beat Clemson. And it turned out that you were wrong. And that your New Year's resolution is to be right a little bit less. Mm.
I said that.
If we could just roll the tape. No, I'm sure the producer forgot to record that last week. But it's out there in Facebook land, radio archives. It's out there, you proclaiming Clemson as the best team in America last week. And actually, they were the worst team in the 14 playoff when it was all said and done.
I really don't recall saying that. What I remember is saying that Alabama was going to roll over Clemson.
I try to tell you that. You just wouldn't listen to me.
I will give you credit, though. Look, one thing I was wrong about last week, I picked Georgia in a blowout. You picked Georgia in a shootout. Turned out to be a shootout.
Baker Mayfield's a good football player. Oklahoma has an offense that causes people problems, and it took Georgia a whole half to try to figure it out, and then it was almost too late, but what a game. That was a classic Rose Bowl. Probably the best football game I've ever watched, to be honest with you. It was up there in the top two or three. I mean, it was a classic. Instant classic, according to ESPN.
The Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week.
Nauta goes in motion left. Snap it to Michelle. He's running to the left. Angling. 25-20. Got a block for Brown. 50. 10. 5. Touchdown. 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 Dogs win it. We're headed to Atlanta.
The Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week.
Gives you chills, doesn't it?
Larry Munson-esque?
No.
Okay.
Not even close. But
ish?
Maybe in the ballpark, but... I'm sure Munson was up in the sky with all the dog fans that have departed this earth, and I'm sure Munson's play-by-play probably was a little bit better.
Ish?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I like Scott Howard. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a diehard Georgia fan, and Scott Howard does a fantastic job, but he'll be the first to tell you he's no Larry Munson.
Not even ish?
No.
So this show is going to be this is the lineup sheet for the segments. Georgia Oklahoma. That's this segment. So we're supposed to be recapping that game. Next segment, NFL playoffs. I guess that's where we're talking about the playoffs as a whole. Segment after that, preview Georgia Alabama. Segment after that, we're going to focus in on the Jags and the Falcons in the playoffs. And then the final segment just says Georgia football. I don't know what that means, but
We could probably do a whole show on Georgia football.
That's three segments for Georgia football.
I remember back earlier in the year when I first came on this broadcast, back in May in 2017, you used to say, man, can we go a whole broadcast without talking Georgia football?
And now we have three segments.
I used to bring it up in the last segment, just talk about Georgia football, and you said, man, we just couldn't make it the whole hour without talking Georgia football. And now it's dominating the sports landscape right now in this country. Georgia football.
Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, Bellamy, and Lorenzo Carter. Those four players, let's not forget about those guys.
Set the foundation for what we're witnessing right now.
They could have, all four of those guys, I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? All four of those guys, if they'd have gone to the NFL, would have been no worse than a second-round pick. None of them.
They were going to get paid. They were going to get their money.
Probably there is a chance that they would have all gone in the first round. Probably no worse than second. All of those guys gave up big NFL dollars to come back for this season and think about the impact. Think about this. The impact just those four guys have had on this season. Think about it.
Set the tone. Bellamy with the strip sack against Notre Dame saved a football game. Sonny Michel, every time we've needed something this year, he's made a big play. I can think many times Florida, Auburn, you know, in the run game. Nick Chubb, to me, he's the unquestioned leader of this football team, and Lorenzo Carter. He just makes play after play, and that block kick last week is what set up that Sonny Michel highlight that you just played, but that block kick by Lorenzo Carter was huge. That was a big, that was the ball game when he blocked that field goal.
Nauta goes in motion left, snap it to Michel, he's running to the left, angling, 25-20, got a block for Brown, 50, 10, 5, touchdown, Dogs win it, we're headed to Atlanta.
That was a pretty good call.
That was a good call.
It wasn't no Munson, Georgia, Florida, 1980 call with Lindsey Scott. I mean, that's the best call in the history of Georgia football. But in the context of things, going through what Georgia's gone through in the last 37 years, that call by Scott Howard would easily be in the top five moving forward in the history of Georgia football.
I'm with you. I agree. Okay, so 31-14 at one point, 31-17 at the half. Baker Mayfield does the slope, the throat slash.
He did that slash after Rodrigo Blankenship missed the 48-yard field goal.
Uh-huh.
And then how big was that kick Rod Blankenship hit at the end of the first half, that 55-yarder, set a Rose Bowl record? There's a lot of plays in that football game that you say, wow, if we don't get that one play, we lose the football game.
Everything that could have gone right, minus the scoop and score for Oklahoma off the Sony Michel fumble, went right for Georgia. They had to have. If Oklahoma, again, like I said, Georgia didn't win that game. More so, Oklahoma lost the football game. If Oklahoma comes, they move the ball up and down the field all first half. If they come out in the third quarter and score a touchdown, that game is over.
Give Kirby and Mel Tucker some credit. They came out in the second half, made some adjustments on the defense, said four men up front, you're going to get pressure on the quarterback, and they did.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and one of my favorite segments every week of this show, the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Baker Mayfield, I understand why you said the game was over in the second quarter. Oklahoma hadn't played anyone good all season. Write this down. Panthers, Falcons, NFC Championship game. Roquan Smith, your mama should have named you Beast. Clemson, good job on looking like the number one team in the country. Write this down. Jags, Patriots, AFC Championship game. Missing Clemson's offense. I'm actually glad Clemson lost. If I had to watch Dabo Swinney dance one more time, I would throw up. Braves interested in Christian Yelich. The Marlins are currently asking a bag of peanuts and a Derek Jeter gift basket in return. Atlanta Hawks, you were bad, and I am glad. No more middle of the pack. Keep losing. Kirby Smart is the greatest coach in Georgia history. Vince who? And these are my thoughts.
Wow.
Maybe the best one I've ever done.
Just wow.
It's really good. Speechless. It's that good. It left you speechless.
I've been doing this show now going on 8 months, and I sit here and I've got a memory bank, you know, like a hard drive in my brain of all the things you say on this show every week. And all I can say is just wow. Just wow.
That's how good you think I am.
Wow. That's going to be my new tagline. Wow.
I'm a pioneer. I'm ahead of my time. Thank you for realizing that,
Kirby. Best coach in Georgia history. Well, I love Kirby, don't get me wrong, but man, when you start saying Vince who, that there's still parts of Georgia that'll get you shot in. Come on now, come on, dude. You got to be careful there.
One thing I'm always going to do.
Falcons.
Tell you the truth.
Panthers, NFC Championship game. Not happening. Now, the Patriots and the Jags, that could be the AFC Championship game. I can see that.
The Falcons, Panther, NFC Championship game, who's not getting there?
Both of them. Both probably lose today. Or this weekend, excuse me. I'm going to make a lot of Falcons fans mad. I don't see the Falcons going to Los Angeles and beating the Rams today. Don't see it. I've been wrong before. Not as much as you have, but I've been wrong.
Well, if you've been wrong less than I have, then the percentage that you're wrong is less than 1%.
Clemson's the best team in the country. Nobody's beating Clemson.
Yeah, I told you not to say that.
That's what you said. Nobody's beating Clemson. They're deep Clemson. I mean, you were running around here with orange and white pom-poms last Saturday, dude, on the broadcast. Now you're in here in a Georgia. Now you're in here in a Georgia hoodie. Last week you had orange and white pom-poms and tiger paws tattooed on your face. And look at you today.
It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Get that tattoo off my face.
I mean, you had an orange tiger paw on your face in here last week. There's no way Clemson, they're going to dominate Alabama. Alabama shouldn't have been in the playoff. I told you, it cut us off at the end. That's the last team anybody, especially a Georgia fan, wanted to see in this playoff was Alabama.
As a Georgia fan, I'm not afraid of Alabama.
Well, I'm not afraid of Alabama either. But like I said, Georgia would have much rather played Clemson in a title game.
As I said last week, I felt Alabama was the better team of Clemson in that game. They
yeah.
showed it.
You still got a little orange there on your cheek from that tiger paw. You didn't get it all off, man. Stop by and get some facial wash there from Walgreens on the way home.
This segment two says
NFL playoffs.
NFL playoffs
with a caveat of a tiger paw, orange pom poms. Go ahead, break them out and shake them again. I'm sure Dabo, you were talking about him dancing. In the week in review, break out them pom poms. Do a little, play a little music. See if we can get Dabo on the phone today.
I told the world last week Alabama's better football team.
Clemson's the best team in the country, according to Jason Bishop. Just was adamant about it on this show. Let's get to the NFL. We'll leave Clemson alone for a little while.
Atlanta's going to the Rams. Carolina's going to the Saints. Buffalo's going to the Jags. Tennessee's going to Kansas City. Those are your four wild card games this weekend.
Which one do you want to start with first?
Let's do Carolina, New Orleans. I think that's going to be the best game on the slate.
And that's going to be a game where Drew Brees probably takes over at home. Alvin Kamara, good player, Pro Bowl player. Butch Jones, who knows what you were thinking at Tennessee, having him on the bench over whoever you had playing in front of him. That's no wonder you're unemployed right now, but I see the Saints beating Carolina today.
You are aware that Cam Newton plays for the Panthers, right?
I am.
Okay. Cam Newton is the best player in the NFL.
No, he's not.
He's going to go to New Orleans. New Orleans is a good football team. They've had a good year. Not taking anything away from them. Carolina goes on the road. As a 4 seed, as a 5 seed, and wins.
Not happening. Not going to happen. Drew Brees, that place is going to be so energized today, or whenever they play. Is it tomorrow? Falcons play today, so the Carolina and Saints will play tomorrow. They're not going to New Orleans and winning. Not happening. They couldn't go get it done in Atlanta last week.
My New Year's resolution is to be right a little less.
Not going to Saint. They're not going to New Orleans and beating the Saints. Not happening.
Tennessee, Kansas City. I'm taking the Chiefs. I don't think Tennessee's very good.
I don't think Tennessee's very good unless they're playing Jacksonville. I got the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs are going to be a tough out in the playoffs, just the way they're built. I think Kansas City will beat Tennessee.
We're going to wait on the Falcons Rams prediction and the Buffalo Jags prediction, because in two segments we're going to, according to the segment sheet, talk about those games in particular. So we're going to hold off on talking about that. So let's come back to Carolina, New Orleans, the winner of that game. Obviously, we don't really know who they're going to get because it depends on what Atlanta and the Rams do. Can Carolina and or New Orleans beat either Minnesota or Philadelphia?
Yes, both of those teams can. Yep. Because
especially the Panthers.
Both teams, the Vikings and the Eagles, whereas they're number one and number two seeds, they've got issues, I think, at quarterback, you know, with Carson Wentz being hurt for the Eagles and, you know, backup playing at Minnesota. I think either team, I think either you know, three, four, five, or six seed could beat the Eagles or the Vikings in the NFC.
Okay. Tennessee, Kansas City, can either one of those teams beat the Steelers or the Pats? No way.
No, not happening.
Not close.
No.
No shot.
No. The only team I think in the AFC that could beat the Patriots or the Steelers are the Jags because of their defense.
I've got the Jags in Super Bowl. We'll talk about that later.
We're going to have to talk about it.
I threw that out there and producer was like, we're not talking Falcons Jags. Okay, we got you, man. Cool. It's kind of hard to do an NFL playoff segment when you're not allowing us to talk about two of the games.
I mean, you have a... So, man, it's like the kiss of death for you to say somebody's going to win something. I'll be honest with you. Jag fans or... They're going to start calling you Lee Corso, man. Every time Corso picks somebody, they lose. And here you are. Last week, you was waving these Clemson pom-poms in the studio here. And this week, you got the Jags in the Super Bowl. And, man, that's kind of like the kiss of death, man.
Hey, Jason Bishop here. And you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On Monday, the Georgia Bulldogs will have the opportunity to win their first national championship since 1980 in Herschel Walker. The Dogs will take on Alabama in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Alabama is currently a 4-point favorite. Bama head man Nick Saban has never lost to an assistant of his, a perfect 14-0. And, of course, Kirby Smart is the former defensive coordinator at Alabama. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to get all your local and regional sports news, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Port City Paint and Body, and Catch 228. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. I have seen the phone lines light up a couple times, and I just didn't feel like taking your call, to be honest with you.
Well, you just, I understand why, because you don't want people reminding you of some of these asinine picks that you make every week. That's kind of, I mean, I get it. I mean, you're the closest one to the phone button over there, so I get it. Nobody wants to remind you of your Clemson picks and all that kind of stuff.
We're streaming live on Facebook, and so now this segment says Georgia-Alabama preview. So we're going to play the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week one more time.
And here...
Yeah, that's not the sound.
Nauta goes in motion left. Snap it to Michelle. He's running to the left. Angling. 25-20. Got a block for Brom. 50. 10. 5. Touchdown. 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 Dogs win it. We're headed to Atlanta.
Good stuff.
That is good stuff. In the Wild Dog package. Oklahoma had no clue on how to stop the Wild Dog last week. But the team, Georgia's about to roll up on Monday night, don't know how to stop the Wild Dog.
Okay, so this is going to, I think this game's going to shape up to be a typical SEC defensive matchup. I'm looking at like a 24-20, 24-17 type game between Georgia-Alabama defenses dominating the offense. The key to this game, who wins and loses, is who can run the ball. That's the way I see it.
I think that's a key, which offensive line's going to hold up the best and which quarterback's going to play the best. Jalen Hurts worries me with his feet. He doesn't worry me so much with his arm, but when the pocket breaks down, then got to be disciplined in your rush lanes. Georgia does. Jalen Hurts, he worries me in this game.
I'm not worried about Jalen Hurts. Georgia's played a couple of mobile quarterbacks this season. Notre Dame, Mississippi State, both teams had mobile quarterbacks, and they did diddly piddly squat against Georgia's defense. Not worried about Jalen Hurts.
You better. Because he's going to play, he'll be a gamer Monday night. Jake Fromm is going to have to throw the ball downfield a little bit. Alabama's going to be covering the hitches and the curls and the little screens. Got to hit some throws down the field, Jake, against a team like Alabama.
This segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Alan David Tucker, and Fox's Pizza Downtown. Jake Fromm, what a story, right?
Incredible story. When Jacob Eason went down that first series against Appalachian State, I, watching the game with some friends.
You have friends?
Quite a few, actually.
Oh.
With my girlfriend, when Eason went down, they said, "We're going to be just fine. Jake Fromm's coming in." And I said, "Man, the season's done. It's over." Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, that happens a good
bit. That's the difference between me and you. I can admit when I'm wrong.
I wouldn't mind admitting.
And you struggle doing that.
I wouldn't mind admitting when I'm wrong, if I was ever wrong. If I'm wrong, I got no issue saying, yeah, you know what? Like earlier, today.
I should have posted those pictures from last week with you with the Clemson hoodie and the pom-poms and the tiger paw on your face. I should have took pictures of that and put it on Facebook this week. But no. I don't want to embarrass you. And today, look at you. Just like all the 85 million new dog fans that we have in the world. You're in here in a brand new Georgia hoodie. And, you know, we got people that traveled all over the country last week. You know, posting pictures. Hollywood Boulevard, Rodeo Drive. And they can't tell you three starters on offense or defense for Georgia. But they were there. And... that's just the way it is when your team's on top, man. They come out of the woodwork.
Give me a score.
Well, I wrote an article yesterday on this game. 24-20, I said Georgia's going to come out on top.
I read that article. It was a good article.
Dogs are...
well argued for Georgia to win. But fair.
Yeah, I mean, I broke down all the positions. I think Alabama's better at defensive line. I think Alabama's probably slightly better in the secondary. I think Georgia's better at running back. I give Bama the edge at quarterback slightly just because of experience. Wide receivers, I give Georgia the edge. Calvin Ridley will be the best wide receiver on the field. But who else for Bama is going to step up? I mean, that's the question for Alabama people. Who other than Calvin Ridley is going to step up? Alabama doesn't throw to their tight end much. And, one of these 28-star tight ends for Georgia is going to have to step up tomorrow on Monday night.
So Georgia's going to have to throw the tight end.
They're going to have to.
Okay.
That's a weakness that Alabama has shown over the years. covering the tight end. And Georgia's had some success playing against Alabama over the years using the tight end. So it could be Isaac Nauta or one of them 28-star tight ends have to step up this week.
So this is what's going to happen in the Alabama game, Georgia-Alabama National Championship. Georgia has three really good running backs, two elite running backs currently on that roster. Alabama doesn't have any. Georgia has a freshman quarterback who has not missed a step in big games. Doesn't faze him. He marched Georgia down the field with under 2 minutes to go with a national championship berth on the line. Didn't blink. Okay. Georgia's defense has been able to contain every mobile quarterback dominantly that they have played thus far this season, which is what Jalen Hurts is. Kirby Smart has worked under Nick Saban as a defensive coordinator for years. When something, a close call, a fourth and inches, something like that, Kirby's going to know the tendencies of what Nick Saban's going to want to do. Another advantage for Georgia. Georgia's defense and the secondary can cover. Georgia's front seven consists of Roquan Smith. Georgia's front seven is better.
Georgia's linebackers are better. Georgia's defensive line is not better than Alabama's.
I'm taking the front seven as a whole.
Okay.
Okay. This game won't be close.
Alabama
is not as good as we think they are.
You just said, hold on now. Now, you're contradicting yourself. You've talked yourself into
38-10, Georgia.
3 minutes ago in the segment, you just said this is going to be a defensive game, 24-20 type game. Now you're saying 38-10.
I changed my mind.
I will say this. If this game is a blowout, then it'll be Alabama blowing Georgia out. Georgia, if Georgia wins, it'll be a close game.
I don't think so. I don't think Alabama's as good as Georgia.
Well, I don't either. But Alabama's they're better than Clemson.
38-10 dogs. Not close.
24-20 Georgia and Alabama. It may be 24-21, and Alabama's big Achilles heel rears its ugly head, field goal kicking. This game could... Georgia's better on special teams. Alabama's got the best punter in the country, but Georgia has a better field goal kicker. Georgia has better return people, and Georgia has better special teams coverage. Miko Hardman could be a factor in this football game.
Georgia has the best coach in Georgia history on the sideline.
No, they have a great coach, but careful there.
Who knows Nick Saban's tendencies?
And Nick knows his.
Not as a head coach.
He coached him. He was his defensive coordinator, and Nick ran that defense, by the way.
38-10 dogs.
Okay.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The 2018 Rhino Ag Super Bowl of Racing, presented by General Tire at Golden Isle Speedway. The Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series kicks off its season with this huge event. Check out all the top names in the Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series, February 1st through the 3rd. Thursday practice followed by two action-packed nights, Friday and Saturday. Hot laps start at 5 p.m. For more information, visit GISDirt.com or call the ticket office, 912-386-0000. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad.
free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Kip was having a meltdown in the break.
I'm just telling you what it's like working on this show every Saturday. I mean, you go, it's like riding a screen machine at Six Flags, man, up and down and up and down. It's like a roller coaster, man. Blowout picks every week as it relates to Georgia. That's 2 weeks in a row now. What are you talking about, the college football playoffs?
38-10. Georgia's, this game's not even going to be close.
That's too... Stop picking 38-10 scores, man. That's twice in 2 weeks in a row. You got to get a little more. You got to do a little better than that. Stop, man.
Okay. 38-11.
Where's those pom-poms you had last week? Are they out in the car? Or in the trunk? What did you do to them? You try to sell them on eBay or something?
Actually, they're at your house. I left them there. I took them back to you. That's where I got them from.
I mean, man had a tiger paw print on his face in here last week.
This segment's brought to you by Big City Cleaners, Nat's Landing, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and Pristine Water. Big City Cleaners and Corks Fabric Care, multiple locations all across Brunswick to take care of all your dry cleaning needs. St. Simons and Brunswick. Good folks. Owned by Carter Jones, high school buddy of mine.
You know what I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow, Jason?
He thinks that Alabama's going to lose big, too.
Well, I mean, as a Georgia fan, I do hope Alabama loses big, but reality says they're not.
You're going to say something?
It's going to be nice. We're going to get into the Falcons and Jaguars segment. It's going to be nice to turn on the TV tomorrow to Jacksonville, Everbank Field, and look up in the upper deck and not see those doggone tarps covering up seats in the stadium.
Different feel.
Playoff feel. Jaguar Nation's fired up. No tarps on the upper deck.
Does Buffalo have any chance to beat Jacksonville at home?
I don't think so.
Me either.
Is McCoy even playing in this game? He got hurt?
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
I feel like what you said was actually pretty spot on earlier. There are three teams in the AFC that I think are good enough to get to the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh, New England, and Jacksonville. Buffalo, Tennessee, Kansas City, you're just filling spots.
They're filling spots. And Kansas City, Buffalo's not beating Jags, I don't think. So the Jags will go back to Pittsburgh for another rematch they played earlier in the season. Jacksonville blew Pittsburgh out in Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh in September and Pittsburgh in January, that's two different animals right there. And so we'll see. Jacksonville's got to come out tomorrow. They got to run the football with Leonard Fournette. Got to run the football in January in the NFL if you want to advance. Fournette will probably have a good game. Bills are good on defense. I don't see how Buffalo's going to move the football tomorrow against Jacksonville. Where are the points going to come from?
Atlanta. Los Angeles. The Todd Gurley Show.
That could be a shootout. That could be a shootout in L.A. Coliseum.
Don't you think if it turns into a shootout, that's advantage Atlanta?
Man, Todd Gurley's having an MVP season.
Wouldn't you feel that way, though? Shootout, Atlanta advantage?
Well, the Rams are better on defense than the Falcons are. And so Falcons are probably a little better on offense when their offense is clicking than the Rams are. But Todd Gurley is going to be the factor in this game, and I just don't see the Falcons stopping Todd Gurley tonight.
Matt Ryan is an elite quarterback. He's got killer receivers all over the place. The Falcons got to the Super Bowl playing good enough defense last year. I think the defense will step it up a notch. I like Atlanta big in this game, 38-10.
38-10. I like the Rams. I mean, I probably take some heat from my Falcons friends, but Falcons have traveled all the way across the country for a playoff game. Los Angeles is going to be energized. Hadn't been in the playoffs in forever. I just don't see the Falcons beating the Rams tonight.
Jags and Buffalo. Jags, a 3-seed. Buffalo, a 6-seed. Jacksonville's definitely the better team again. I feel like Buffalo is just filling a spot. Three teams in the AFC that can win it. Jacksonville's one of them. I don't think this game's close. What you got?
38-10. No, I'm just joking. That's your prediction. I'll say Jags 24, Buffalo 7.
Jacksonville runs the ball a lot better. Their defense is better. Like you said, I don't know where Buffalo's going to get points from.
I don't either.
Jacksonville's going to score a ton. Man, you know what? I like Jacksonville 38-10.
38-10. Kansas City, Tennessee. You want to pick scores for all these playoff games now? The Saints and Carolina is going to be a shootout. And then Kansas City and Tennessee, that might be a 15-13 game, depending on what the weather's like in Kansas City, which is probably going to be brutal.
Chances that Atlanta ends up in the Super Bowl?
Percentage-wise?
Yeah, give me a percentage.
15%.
Chances that Jacksonville ends up in the Super Bowl?
30.
Okay. Chances that Atlanta ends up in the Super Bowl? 38%.
Okay.
Chances that Jacksonville ends up in the Super Bowl? See, the problem with this is, here's my dilemma. In the NFC, I feel like Atlanta can beat any of those teams. If they play their game, like, I think they're better than everybody else.
Well, they played the Vikings a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta, a few weeks ago, and the Vikings shut Atlanta's offense completely down and beat the Falcons. I don't think they can beat the Vikings if they play again, especially in Minnesota. And the Eagles are the wild card in the NFC. If Carson Wentz was behind under center, then I got them in the Super Bowl. You can go ahead and just cancel the NFC playoffs. They'd be in the Super Bowl, but can Nick Foles get the Eagles to the Super Bowl?
Steelers and Pats in the AFC, like, I think that's a tougher, to me, that's a tougher game for Jacksonville than Falcons-Vikings. Like, I don't think that that's as tough of a game for the Falcons as what the Jaguars would have to play on their road to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to go, because it's going to be a tougher road, I'm going to say Atlanta 38% to get the Super Bowl. I'm going to say Jacksonville 52.
I'll go ahead and give you my NFC title game predictions, and I'll give you my AFC title game predictions, okay? I'm going to say it's going to be a Saints-Vikings NFC championship game in Minnesota. And I'm going to say Kansas City and the Steelers in the AFC. I've been reading a lot of stuff about some stuff going on in New England about there's some tension about the Garoppolo trade to San Francisco and why that trade was even made to begin with Tom Brady being 40 years old and on the verge of retirement, and you trade, obviously, your next franchise quarterback to the Niners. There's been a lot of turmoil behind the scenes on why that's happening, and I just think there's some stuff bubbling under the surface in New England.
We've done two segments to this point in the show on Georgia. We've done two segments on the NFL playoffs, but we've done two segments in the show on Georgia. Here in a minute, we're going to go to break, and then when we come back, we only do five segments on the show. When we come back, we're going to do a third segment on Georgia, which I guess, you know, when you get to a national championship game, and, you know, well-deserved, getting airtime.
They deserve it. They've earned it.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On Monday, the Georgia Bulldogs will have the opportunity to win their first national championship since 1980 in Herschel Walker. The Dogs will take on Alabama in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Alabama is currently a 4-point favorite. Bama head man Nick Saban has never lost to an assistant of his, a perfect 14-0. And, of course, Kirby Smart is the former defensive coordinator at Alabama. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to get all your local and regional sports news, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Prince, and we're getting ready to talk Georgia football one more time in this broadcast.
This segment brought to you by Coconut Kev's, Brunswick Country Club, Georgia Sea Grill, and the Strike Zone. Coconut Kev's. T-shirts, banners, koozies, whatever you need. All your printing needs, whether it's a church group, business, or just something that you just randomly want printed, they'll handle it for you up in Yolonia. Just a short trip up I-95. I've done that a couple times. Good folks up there. Oh, 912-275. Thank you for producer for yelling at me. 912-275-7017. That's the number. Yes, I haven't taken. There's been four times. The light is, and I just, nah, I'm not going to, no. 912-27, I might decide to. 912-275-7017, thesouthernsportsedition.com if you missed any of the show. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We don't have to do that. Oh, any calls that are answered, we'll answer them on the Pristine Water Landline. You've heard the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week a couple of different times.
Just think, man, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, it's going to be January in Jacksonville at Everbank Field. and the stadium is going to be full, and it's not going to be a Georgia-Florida game. Wow, how long has it been since that happened?
It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
I think that Georgia-Alabama game is going to be an old school SEC dogfight, 24-20 dogs.
24-20 dogs. Okay. Could be a classic. Is this the toughest ticket in the state of Georgia sports history?
I saw something where it said that the attendance for this game is going to break every attendance record ever for any sport in the state of Georgia, period.
I read some report from like the state emergency command center or something like that. They're expecting 250,000 additional people in Atlanta for this football game on Monday night. Stadium only holds 75,000, and they're expecting 250 or 300,000 people to be in Atlanta for that football game.
Four guys stay at the University of Georgia: Lorenzo Carter, David Bellamy, Sony Michel, Nick Chubb. All come back. All four of those guys are probably going to the NFL in the first round of the draft. Couple that with, you know for a fact, Roquan Smith, if he goes to the NFL, is going in the first five picks.
He hasn't. I mean, I saw on Todd McShay's board, he had Roquan rated as number 20. He did. I mean, it's crazy, but
Roquan Smith's the best football player in America.
He's up there.
He's the best.
He's a stud. Georgia stopped retiring jerseys back in the 1980s, early 90s. I can't remember. Number 3 and number 27 are two jerseys that Georgia ought to consider retiring.
Details.
I mean, Nick Chubb, second all-time leading rusher in SEC history behind you-know-who. I mean, got Georgia in a national championship game. Come back from that horrific knee injury in Knoxville a couple of years ago. I mean, I just want this thing to be like a fairy tale ending for Nick and Sony and those guys. I mean, they've worked their butts off, and they deserve this.
They do.
They do. And Kirby Smart's come in, let's be honest, he brought the Alabama blueprint to Georgia. And Georgia already had talent when he got there. They just didn't have a killer instinct. And they took on the mentality of their former head coach. And it came back to bite them about two or three times a season when they'd lose to teams that they were not, that didn't have more talent than them. But now Kirby seems to, he seemed to have changed the culture a little bit.
This is a game where you look at the thing on paper, it's a huge mismatch. Georgia has advantages all over the field.
Let me take it from a different perspective. Let's take this from the perspective of an Auburn fan. Monday night's national championship game. Who do you pull for?
You've beaten both teams. By the way, I wanted to say this on the show today, and I didn't get a chance. I sent you this text, and I didn't get a response. I don't know why. The undisputed national champion of this college football season, the only team to finish the season undefeated and beat an Auburn team who beat the two teams that are playing for the national championship, are the Central Florida Knights. Give them the belt.
I'm not giving them anything, but hey, here's your Peach Bowl championship shirts. Thank you for coming. You had a great season. That's all I'm giving them.
Undefeated. Only team in the FBS.
Yeah.
And they beat Auburn, who beat the two teams playing for national championship. Give them the belt.
Central Florida is a 7-5 team at best in the SEC this year.
Not this season. They were undefeated. And they
undefeated because they play cupcakes all year long. They beat Auburn. Give them credit. We talked about that prediction a couple of weeks ago. A motivated Auburn team beats Central Florida. Unmotivated Auburn team doesn't. And they got beat.
What was your response when you got that text message? Because you didn't respond to me.
I mean, I don't respond to all your... I mean, if I responded to every prediction that you made, I mean, I'd spend 24 hours a day trying to rebuke some of this stuff, you know, and it's just... I don't have the time to devote to it.
I sat there and waited on your response for a couple of hours.
It doesn't deserve a response.
It showed that you opened the
page. That's about like red. Clemson's the number one team, best team in America. Central Florida now's national champions. They're going to hang banners. I mean, Georgia's going to beat Alabama 38-10. They were going to beat Oklahoma 38-10. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
It could be an SEC 24-20 type game, but you know what? Like I said, I see a ton of mismatches all over the field. I've given you all my reasons. I don't think this game's close. I think Georgia wins
38-10. No, in all seriousness, this game's going to come down to...
38-10.
It's going to come down... Georgia's got to have basically the same kind of game plan they had against Auburn in the SEC championship game. They got to come out. They got to get their ball to playmakers in space. They just can't line up and run consistently between the tackles on Alabama. So Georgia's got to get out of their tendencies a little bit and throw the football on first down, maybe take some shots down the field, and just... hopefully next week we'll
this
be talking about a national championship.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The 2018 Rhino Ag Super Bowl of Racing, presented by General Tire at Golden Isle Speedway. The Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series kicks off its season with this huge event. Check out all the top names in the Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series, February 1st through the 3rd. Thursday practice followed by two action-packed nights, Friday and Saturday. Hot laps start at 5 p.m. For more information, visit GISDirt.com or call the ticket office, 912-386-0061.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas, 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.